There's seats up here. I'm going to start my beginning speech that I always do, and this way we don't have to waste time when the machine comes. First of all, I want to thank everyone for coming. This is starting our fifth year of the Beit Shemesh Community Baby Josh Initiative. This was formed by a group of guys walking around at 12 o'clock at night saying we need to do some more Torah learning. We need to get things going, and a group became bigger and bigger, and we started having shiurim in various shuls. And at the time, I mentioned to Rabbi Rosner, I can't wait for your shul to be built. We're gonna do shiurim in your shul as well. And he said, yes, I can't wait. And Baruch Hashem, we've done it a few times already, and we hope to do it many, many more times as well. I first of all want to thank all the shuls, including Ofei Hashemesh, Baby Josh Torah Lomi, Ohel Yonah Menachem, Nezach Menashe, Eitz Chaim, Beit Knesset Feigenson. Did I get everyone? I got everybody. If I didn't remember you, it's only because of my age. I forget things. It's the second thing that goes. The first thing is I forgot. So, first of all, please, last time we had a few phones go off in the middle of some of the shurim, like with the Rav Rashi. It was a little embarrassing. Let's not have that again, please. So please put your phone on silent, put your phone on stun, put your phone off, but please don't leave it on. Thank you. The purpose of the Baby Josh Initiative is to provide the tzibur with top Roshei Yeshiva, Rabbanim from all over Eretz Yisrael and America to provide ruchnius and Torah and enlightenment in the Torah way. And we're very honored that Rabbi Rosner, you're here. And of course, Rabbi David, I want to say something about Rabbi David. Rabbi David always comes to the shul, no matter where they are, all the shuls. And I just want you to know, for me, it's such an honor that you're here, because it means that you're ma'arech all the hard work that we do, and I want to mak your tov to you. Thank you very much. We don't have any children tonight because we figured that you all fasted and broke your fast, and the last thing you needed after you broke your fast is to have more food. Not a good idea. So we're not doing the children tonight. We're sorry, guys, from Leva Torah here. Sorry, I know you guys probably could do it, but we're not going to have children. I think while I have the chance, I want to thank Ari Allen for co-sponsoring tonight's shiur. Leili Nishmas Esther Bas Yaakov, which is Ari Allen's mother, Alei HaShalom, whose yard site is tonight, Dalet Tishrei. Thank you very much, Ari. Where's Ari? Thank you, Ari. And please feel free, members of the community, to co-sponsor, and be a partner with our Baby Josh Initiative. Where's Mark Lesnik? He's upstairs. I'm waiting for the signal. While I have everybody, there's a program tomorrow evening, a book launch by a rabbi. His name is Rabbi Rosner. I don't know if you've heard of him. Is it tomorrow night? Monday night. It's very exciting. And on Sunday night, October 6th, is the Kenneth Tshuva at PMTL. So please feel free to take advantage of all the Torah that's here the next few days. I'm really out of words, but I have nothing more to say. Oh yes, we do have drinks after the shiur. We will be having cold drinks, so that anyone who's really thirsty will be able to. And now I see Svarim coming down the stairs, so that must mean. Rosh Weiss has just entered the room. We're so excited that starting our fifth year of the Beit Midrash Initiative, we have the honor of hearing from Rosh Weiss Shlita. And to introduce the Rosh Yeshiva, we'd like to ask Rabbi Rosner Shlita to say a few words. Thank you.
After the shiur, there'll be Svarim Menachas Asher, Svarim available for purchase after the shiur. What makes Rav Weiss's personality, his Torah, so magical, so electric, so sought after? Is it that the Menachas Asher, Rav Weiss, teaches Torah to all Jews, goes all around the world, doesn't matter. There's no types of Jews to Rav Weiss. It's just Jews. And there's Torah. And he teaches Torah to all audiences all over the world. What makes Rav Weiss sought after posek with a tremendous heart? And maybe that's the secret. Rav Weiss, one time, I had the schus of talking to with a shayla, and he said, why do I always get these shaylas? The heart comes through. Discussing the shayla, There's a humanness that many G'dolei Hador, a little more aloof, but when there's a heart that's beating, that pulsating, that the questioner feels, that's a Posek Hador. But what makes the Torah so magical? We all devour the Svarim. We all devour every Shir, wherever he is, we try to attend. I was thinking today, in Rav Weiss's shiurim and his svarim, he doesn't just question, answer. There are yesodos in Torah that we take with us for the other sugyas that we learn. Rav Weiss gives us the tools for learning every sugya in Shas. We could be learning a local, limited topic, but there's nothing local and limited. As the Tosefta says in Sanhedrin, Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echad. And Rav Weiss's shiurim teaches us that and reflects that. We could have a shir on Torah's HaKinyonim, but the Yesod of Kinyonim that could apply everywhere. The Yesod of Yeyush, the Yesod of Bailas, the Yesod of Zriza Matim LeMitzvahs, and now it's different than the other three principles that are similar to it. The Yesod of this, the Yesod of that, because those are the Yesodos that we all yearn for. And when we have Yesodos, there's no greater simcha. Because those are the Yesodos, we feel that there's a secret that we're being allowed to listen to a little bit, as one of the Bali HaMasorah are teaching us the secrets of the Torah. Tavshin Pei, the year I've heard Torah Shebal Peh. There's no greater way to start Tavshin Pei than to hear from one of the Bali HaMasorah that teaches us so much, that paskins for us, that is leading Klal Yisrael, Yehi Ratzon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give our Rebbe years and years in health and happiness and simcha and nachas with koach to teach Torah to all of Am Yisrael throughout the world, but starting foremost in Eretz Yisrael, going out to the world. But it's our zchus to be able to have Rav Weiss again here in our shul. As I just mentioned, Yom Kippur is a different experience after we hear Rav Weiss here in Beit Shemesh, and Baruch Hashem, it's our zchus to be able to be mareach Rav Weiss here tonight.
So I'm happy to be here again. I am moved by the words of my dear friend, Rabbi Rosner, the Mora d'Asra. I am moved, not because I'm moved by the compliments, I'm humbled by the compliments, but I am moved by the brachas. We all need brachas, and we all hope and pray, entering the new year, Tavshin Pei, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us continued health and vitality, and we should be able to just keep on doing what we think is important and just keep on fulfilling our mission, the reason we exist, the reason we're here. Life is a mission, and we all are here just to fulfill our role and to do our duty. So I hope and pray that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me good health and life and whatever is needed to do my share, and that is my bracha to Rabbi Rosner and to all of you. We should all have a year of Barias Gufa V'Nahora Ma'alia, and this coming year should be a year of bracha and simcha and nachas, and we should be able to share many hours and many lovely moments of Chedveta Deshmaitza, of Simcha Satayra. So I've given many shiurim in Beit Shemesh, but I think it's the second time in this shul, is that correct? And I was here last year, right before Yom Kippur, right? So I'm happy to be here again. And the topic we will be discussing tonight is one of the most relevant topics. So we could speak about Chole B'Yom HaKippurim. That was the topic we spoke about last year. But most of us, Baruch Hashem, are well. Tonight we will be discussing Averes Shebein Odom L'Chaveiroi. I think that's relevant to all of us. It's relevant to all of us. So Daf Pei Hei Omud Beis in Masechet Yuma, we learn in the Mishnah, Averes Shebein Odom L'Mokam Yom HaKippurim Mechaper. The Avedis between man and the Almighty, Yom HaKippurim atones for. Avedis Shebein Odom L'Chaveiroi. Ein Yom HaKippurim Achaper Atshi Aratzes Chaveiroi. Yom Kippur would not atone for the transgressions, the Avedis Shebein Odom L'Chaveiroi, until he appeases the person that he hurt. Dorash Rabbi Elozer ben Azariah. And the Mishnah goes on, Rav Elozer ben Azariah, one of the greatest Tanoim Darshan. That is all your avedas and all your sins and transgressions before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, But what is between you and your fellow Jew, you and your fellow human being, Ein Yom Kippur Lemechaper, Ad Shiratzem Es Chaveyam. And then Rabbi Kiva says, Lifnei Ashreichem Yisro, Lifnei Miyatem Etaharem Amim Etaharescham Avichem Sheva Shemayim. Some Achroinim maintain that Rabbi Kiva disagrees with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and he means to say no. Yom Kippur atones for everything. But I think that's an unreasonable proposition, and it's not the Mashmoas of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is the last mamar, the last statement in Masechet Yuma, and Rabbi Kiva is just a general exclamation and declaration. Ashreichem Yisroel, lefnei miyatem mitaharim ami mitaharesam avichem sheba shemayim. So the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Yom Kippurim Simen Tov Reish Vov, in the very first seat the Shulchan Aruch brings, person has to do tshuva Yom Kippur, leading up to Yom Kippur, aseis yemei tshuva. But he should be aware and he should understand that Aveda Shevenodem Chaveiro Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper Ad Shiratze Es Chaveiro. The Berkei Yosef in Simen Tov Reish Vov quotes one of the Gedolim that argued that when the Mishnah says Aveda Shebein Odom L'Chaveiro Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper Ad Shiratze Es Chaveiro, that means that if he has Aveda Shebein Odom L'Chaveiro, until he doesn't do his utmost to appease the person that he hurt, even Aveda Shebein Odom L'Mokoyim Ein Yom Mechaperim, then he could have no tshuva and no kapura at all. And even those Avedis that have nothing to do with other people, even those Avedis that are between a Kodesh Baruch Hu and Bnei Yisrael, let it be Macholos Asuris or Isuris Shabbos or whatever it is, Kol Zman Shelo Ritzo Es Chaveiro, even Avedis Sheben Odom L'Mokoyim are not attuned for, and he has no Kapura. And the Berkei Yosef, the Chiddush, says no, that's unreasonable. He doesn't state who is his bar plukta, but that is the opinion of Rabbi Yoshiyahu Pinto, not the one you all heard about. Another one. He lived 450 years ago, and his best known sefer is the Rif, not the Rif. The Rif is Alfasan. He lived 1,000 years ago. But on Ayin Yankov, I hope you're all familiar with the Ayin Yankov. We are a generation that is so learned that nobody learns Ayin Yankov anymore. Once in Europe, a shul maybe had a shas, but it had 10 Ayin Yankovs. And between Mincha and Maariv, people used to come to shul really tired and exhausted after a full day of working in the fields or in building, and they learned some Ayin Yankov between Mincha and Maariv. Lately, I was looking for Pereshit for Ayin Yankov, so he asked the Talmud, find it Ayin Yankov. He said, I visited all the 15 shuls in Ashkuna, nobody has an Ayin Yankov. Many young Londonians don't even know what it is. So an Ayin Yankov is a compilation of that goddess in Shas, and there are some wonderful Pirushim in Ayin Yankov. So there's Peresh Arif, Rev is Rosh HaTevis, Rabbi Yoshiyahu Pinto. And he has a beautiful parish on Agudas Chazal, and he is the one that argues. When Chazal say, Aveda Sheben Odom L'Chaveiroi, Ein Yom Kippurim Mechaper Ad Shiratze Es Chaveiro, that means there is no atonement at all, and even those Avedas that are Ben Odom L'Mokoyim, Ein Yom Mechaperim Ad Shiratze Es Chaveiroi, and the Chido disagrees, and he says, why would that be? We could understand that if you didn't make up with that person, then a Kodesh Baruch Hu is not Moichol V'Sarleach. But why would Aveda Shebein Odom L'Mokoyim be dependent on Aveda Shebein Odom L'Chaveiro? So the Rif is not all alone. One of his great contemporaries, Ashkenazi Gedolim, feels the same. And that is the Sefer Binyan Ariel. Well, if you're not very familiar with Ayin Yankov, you definitely didn't hear of the Binyan Ariel. So the Binyan Ariel was a Pshol Amsterdamer who lived 300 years ago, and beautiful sefer, but it's Bederach Pilpul Ala Torah, Very few people learn that stuff today. It's a derech ha'limud which is very, very almost forgotten. So the Binyan Ariel was one of the great gedolim of his time, and there's a section of the Sefer which is droshes, and he has a drosha on Yom Kippur, and he argues the same. So the Binyan Ariel and the Rif on Ayin Yankiv feel that as long as you didn't make up with your fellow Jew, you can have no kapora at all, even Averis Shebenodim, L'mokarim, the Chidu disagrees. So if we have one Ashkenazi and a Sfaradi on one side, we need an Ashkenazi on the other side as well. So Rabbi Yosef Engel, Gil Yoyre HaShaz, Yom Edav Pehei, the source of the Sugya, also brings, he brings the Binyan Ariel. And he says, Lo Nehira, Ein Nereli Klau. So these are two different opinions. So let me share with you my feeling. In Minchas Rosh HaSicha Al Chodesh Elul, to my simcha and to my dismay, I brought some svarim here today, but I was notified that the Sichas al Hillel is out of print, the Lamdas al Hillel is out of print, Klolei HaMitzvos is out of print, Shaalos HaTshuvos is out of print, most of my svarim are out of print. Makes me very happy, but it's a pity I haven't got many svarim to sell. So, Sichas Minchas Osho al Chodesh Elul. I brought an amazing chiddush that the Peli Yoyetz quotes from the Rashash. The Rashash was one of the greatest mekubalim. We know about the Kavonas HaRashash, the Sidur HaRashash, and the Har Shalom. So the Rashash in his drosha for Yom Kippur writes, and the Peli Yoyetz quotes him, by Kir Shoifer, once you do tshuva. And if, even if you can do tshuva on the entire package, do tshuva on something. One aveira, one area, and everyone knows his shortcomings, and where he needs to be better. Do tshuva on something. Because then you're in a different status. You're in a status of a bal tshuva. And b'mokem shabale tshuva oimdem ein tzadikim gemurim yicholim lahmod. Kodesh Baruch Hu has a special place for bale tshuva, and he has a special feeling for bale tshuva. So if you did real tshuva on something, you're a bale tshuva. Moshe lamad over doima. You owe $1 million. But when payday comes, you don't ignore it. And you go to your benefactor, to the lender, and say, I remember and I appreciate your kindness and your generosity. I am sorry, but all I have is $1,000. And it wasn't easy. You know, I forewent my vacation. I just bought the basic necessities for Yom Tov, nothing beyond that. I hope to pay the loan in its entirety, but I'm not hiding and I'm not running. Please, this is what I've got. So if the lender could afford it and he has a heart, it's likely that he would say, I appreciate the fact that you came. I appreciate the effort. I'll give you some more time. But if payday comes and you just ignore it, then I have a problem. So the Rashash says you need to do tshuva on something, and then you're in the status of a bal tshuva, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu is ma'arich af. So even if you can't do tshuva on everything, do something. The Maharal in his Siva Tshuva says the same. But I brought the Chovos HaLevavos, and the Chovos HaLevavos says, some people think they could choose, I want to do tshuva on this and not on that. And they should know that's ketovel v'sheretz biyodai, and his tshuva is worthless. It's meaningless. You cannot choose what you want to do tshuva on. You need to do tshuva on everything. So what I wrote in Minchas Osho is, even if this is a machloikis, I would paskin in accordance to the Peli Yoyetz. And why is that? Yochet v'rabim halochik harabim. So we have three on one side and one on the other side. If this would be a question in Issa v'Heter on Hilchas Shabbos, Halachic Karabim. And even if we would not paskin Karabim, I would say Sufik Nefoshes Lahokol, and this is a real Sufik Nefoshes. But I don't think it's a machlekes at all. And I think they're dealing with two different types of people in two different situations. So when a person chooses, so he has a problem with arayas, he has a problem with macholas asuris, he loves shrimp, and he's not up to stop eating shrimp. But Shabbos, he enjoys the Shabbos. So he doesn't hold Shittus Rabbeinu Tam, and he takes it upon himself, I'm going to hold Shittus Rabbeinu Tam. But he still is not makbid in arayis or in macholas asurais. That tshuva is meaningless. You cannot decide to be a balavair in one hand and do tshuva on the other. But when a person comes and stands with total sincerity before Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he says, Rabbeinu Shalom, I know my shortcomings, and I do plan, Siyata Dishmaya, help me along the way. I want to be a good Jew in every sense, and I hope to do tshuva. But I can't tackle it all at once. So, Kuh Mochem Devorim Bishuvu on Hashem. I'm starting. I have embarked on this journey, on this endeavor, and I hope to be a Baal Tshuva Gemura. Then Kodesh Baruch Hu embraces him, and he says, I'm happy that you came. So you owe $1 million, but you brought something. And I see that you're making an effort. So I don't think it's a machlokes at all between the Chayav Salvavus and the others. And that would be my understanding regarding the question that we discussed just a few moments ago. So if a person does tshuva, am bein adam lamakoyim, but he did not do tshuva, am bein adam lachaveiroi, he's not even trying, he's not even making an effort, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, you can't choose to be my friend and to fight my children. Those are my children. Those are Bonav Shel Elokeinu. You can't pretend to be a person's best friend and fight his kids and fight his children. So there's no such a thing that you do tshuva and ben odem l'makayim and you totally neglect ben odem l'chaveiroi. In that case, I think Rav Pinto and the Binyan Ariel are right. But if a person is sincere and he tries to do tshuva and everything, it's not that he chooses to be a tzaddik bein odem l'mokayim and a rosh bein odem l'chaveiroi, but he still wasn't meratzes chaveiroi and he still has a long way to go, then the Chidor is right, then Rabbi Yosef Engel is right. Why would one be dependent on the other? But why would that be ma'akev in tshuva in mitzvah ben odem l'mokayim? So the same way I would understand there's no machlokes between the Rashash and the Chovis Arvoris, I don't think there should be necessarily machlokes between the two different opinions whether ben odem l'chaveiro is ma'akev and ben odem l'mokayim or not. You cannot decide to be a tzaddik ben odem l'mokayim and a rosh ben odem l'chaveiro. There is no such a thing. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, my children and their covered and their well-being are as important to me as your Yiras Shemayim. So you cannot choose to be my friend and fight my children. No, that is not an option. To me, that's a non-starter. But if a person tries to do tshuva, and he does tshuva in many mitzvah ben odem l'mokayim, and he still has a long way to go in ben odem l'chaveiroi, one should not be dependent on the other. So the Chidur does bring from the Rash Garmazian, who was one of the great Svardish Gedolim 300 years ago. However, the Chidur says, and before the Chidur, it's the Pre-Chodosh and Simen Tov Reish Vav in Hilchos Yom Kippurim that brings the same. In every Aveira Shebein Odem L'Chaveiroi, there is an aspect of Bein Odem L'Mokayim. And even the aspect of Bein Odem L'Mokayim, Einoi Meskapeloi Ad Sheyaratza Es Chaveiroi. And this is a Yesoid which has brought many Poiskim. First and foremost, the Pre-Chodosh. But the Chidur and many others bring it as well. And I never really understood this chiddush. What is the chiddush? Every aveira shebein odom lechaveiro is essentially bein odom lemokor. There is no such a thing in aveira which isn't bein odom lemokor. Everything is Torah's Moshe. So every aveira shebein odom lechaveiro, there not only is an aspect of bein odom lemokor, it's all about Ben Adam Lamakon. If you take out the Ben Adam Lamakon, then you could be a nice, decent, compassionate atheist. It's all about Ben Adam Lamakon. Loi Sigzoil is Teres Moshe, and Loi Signoi, and Loi Yosef Lakoisoi, and Loi Seinu Ishes Amisoi, and Loi Seilech Rochel Beamecho, Loi Sisnes Ochicho Belvavcho. It's all in Teres Moshe. If it wouldn't be in Torah's Moshe, then you're just a nice, decent, civil human being. That is not an Aveira. All the Aveiras, by the very essence, are between man and God. All the essence of Aveira is always between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us. So what the Chiddush when you say that every Aveira Ben Odom L'Chaveri has an aspect of Ben Odom L'Mokar? Many Aveiras Ben Odom L'Mokom have an aspect of Ben Odom L'Chaveiro. That is how I would define it, not the other way around. So actually there are three sugyas in Shas which deal with similar concepts. And when Rav Rasner spoke before about the Minchas Osho, I think he meant something like this. There are three sugyas in Shas, and we need to define what does each of them teach us. So Pei Hei Omid Beis is the Gemara we started with. Aveira sheben odom l'chaveiroi. Ein yom mekepura mechaper ad shiratze es chaveiroi. And that's the drosh of Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. So both akam et tzadik beiz omed alef. The Gemara deals with gazlin and choyvel. Choyvel b'chaveiroi. And the Mishnah says even though he paid the mechabola, but his aveira would not be atoned until he will ask forgiveness from that other person. And the Gemara brings another pasuk in Bava Kama, not the same one that is brought in Yomim. So what is the difference between these two sugyas? And then in Rosh Hashanah Yotzei Demet Beis, there's a mashal. Shalo Bluria HaGioris Es Rabban Gamliel. There was a Gioris named Bluria, not Bruria Eishes Rabmei with a Reish, but with a Lamed. And that Gioris, that convert, asked Rabban Gamliel. One pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asher Lo Yisu Ponim V'Lo Yikach Shoichad. And then in Berachas Koyanim we read, Yisu Hashem Ponav Eilecho V'Yosem Lecho Sholoim. So is HaKadosh Baruch Hu No Yisu Ponam or not? And Rabbi Yossi HaKoyen interjected and he answered that question. And he said, Noisaponim Baveris Shabenodam Lamokoim. Ain't I noisaponim Baveris Shabenodam Lachaveroi? Moshal Lama Hadavar Doim. So when Rosh Hashanah Yutzai Limit Beis, the Gemara says, Mr. A gave a $10,000 loan to Mr. B. And Mr. A happened to be very close to the king, or family of the king, and they made up that the payment will be in the presence of the king, and the king will be part of that ceremony when you will repay this loan. Payday comes, and Mr. B calls the king's office, and he says, we have an appointment today, and I know it's not respectful, but I can't make it. So will you please apologize in my name to the king? And the king responded, El boini mochalacho, how about the loan? Are you paying or not? So your problem is not the ceremony that was supposed to be in the palace. Your problem is you took a loan. Do you intend to pay that loan or not? So the king said, when he called to apologize, I'm not going to make it for the ceremony. The king said, you have no problem with me, but that fellow, he's one of my close friends. Are you paying that loan or not? So that is the mashal. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu nois aporim, and he is forgiving b'aveira sheben odom l'mokoyim, not so ben odom l'chaveiro. So what is the difference between the Mishnah Bava Kama and the Mishnah in Yuma, and how does this Moshel interact with Yisuris. So in my understanding, in Bava Kamma we're dealing with Chayvel and Mazik, who was Chayev B'Tashlumi. There would be a Havamina, I paid in full the damages. So would that be enough? I fixed what I destroyed. So the Chiddush in the Mishnah is that is not enough. You also hurt that person's feelings. So the monetary loss you compensated for, that's okay. But that is not enough. You need to ask forgiveness. That's the Ravusam Bava Kamma Tzadik Beis. Yom Fehei is a more general concept. We're not dealing with damages or losses. We're not dealing with monetary issues. The broader concept of Aveda Shebenodem Lachaveiroi, the Ravusa is, until you make up with your friend, you could have no kapor. So the difference between Bava Kamma and Yom is, Bava Kamma is about money. Money is not everything. You compensated him for the losses you incurred, but you still need his forgiveness for hurting his feelings. So my interpretation of Yom Pehe would be, no, it's Moitzi Shemran, Loshen Hara, and Rechiles, and Malvim Pnei Chaveira Berabim, and Loisoin, Wishes, and Misoin. Not necessarily payment. There is no payment. There is no compensation needed. But Shuva, Bein Odom Lamokim, is not enough. First, you need to ask Mechile from that person that you hurt his feelings. That's the difference between Yom and Bava Kamma. And analyzing the Moshel, I think there are two ways to relate and understand this emotion. So what does the king mean when the king says, El boini mocholocho, but please pay the loan? Does the king mean to say, I have nothing to do with it, has nothing to do with me, it's between you and him? Or no, the king says, definitely is not the right thing to do, you should have been here. But first, fix what you have with that person. Pay the loan. And then come back to me and everything will be okay. But first, pay that loan. So when these Gedolim say that Revi Aveda Shebenodem Lachaveiroi has an aspect of Benam Lachaveiroi Lamokim, I think essentially what they mean to say, yes, you transgressed. But before you have forgiveness, and before you do your utmost to make that person happy, to fix what you destroyed and rectify what you ruined, then don't come to me. First pay that loan. And then I will be forthcoming and forgive. So now for a few minutes I would like to analyze the din of Ad Shiyaratzes Chaveiroi. Because I have a fundamental disagreement, not only with many Gedolim of our time, but many previous Gedolim as well, in understanding the halacha of an Ein Yom HaKippurim Mechaper Ad Shiyaratza Es Chaveiroi. So first I'll share with you some Chikalochas and Chidushim, and then I will offer my understanding and my interpretation of this halacha. Person wronged another person, whether it's a monetary issue or just a Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi that has nothing to do with money. And the halach is, Ein Yom HaKippurim Mechaper Ad Shiyaratza Es Chaveiroi. To our dismay, the person that I offended passed away, and I did not have the opportunity, or I did not take the opportunity, to ask for a mechila. Would I have mechila? So the Gemara says you take 10 people, you go to the cave and you ask for a mechila. So Chazal do give us some kind of a formula how to make up. What happens if the person that offended his friend is on his deathbed? And before he had a chance to ask for forgiveness, he passed away. So the Chai Odom HaKlal Kukmem Gimel the Minchas Chinuch Shin Samech Dalet. Shin Samech Dalet is the mitzvah of Vidui in the Minchas Chinuch and the Chofetz Chaim in Chofetz Chaim Klal Dalet. All say, after all, he didn't appease his friend, and he would have no kippur. And the Miches Chinuch goes to the extreme and say, even if the one that was offended after the person's demise says Mechile Gemur, I don't want him to be punished for me, and I'm Moichel B'Kolev. The Miches Chinuch says, but the Misa Eineno Mechaper, because when he passed away, it was before he was Meratzes Chaveir. That's a big chumer, which I disagree with, and I will in a few minutes explain why I disagree with that chiddush. It's quoted in the name of the Chazon Ish, and when some things are very unreasonable, quoted in the names of Gedolim, I prefer to say I just don't believe the quote, because I want to hold up my utmost admiration for those Gedolim. And if I feel accepting what is quoted in their name would diminish my admiration for them, then I prefer to say I don't believe what is quoted in their name. So it is quoted in the name of the Chazon Ish, and I won't even say who quotes it, because what's the nafka minute? If I don't believe it anyway, I prefer not saying who quotes it. So it is quoted in the name of the Chazon Ish. Mr. A heard Mr. B, and he asked sincerely for Mechila. Mr. B was in a very unpleasant position to say, I'm not Moichel. So he said, I'm Moichel, but in his heart he wasn't Moichel. Would HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgive the transgressor? So it's quoted in the Chazon Ish name. Then in this case, you don't say Dvorim Shebelev Einam Dvorim. Mechila is always a Dvorim Shebelev. And if you wasn't Moichel, then that person would have no atonement. I disagree, and soon I'll explain why I disagree. The reason I disagree with all these psukim is the same. So I want to leave it all for that stage. Psak number 3, quoted in the name of Rav Eliyoshiv. If I hurt a minor, a koton, but in Bava Metzia Chofanaf and many other sources in Shas, we learn cotton lav bar mechilu. Cotton can be moichel. So if I hurt the feelings of a minor, and some people feel that a kid, what? So I hurt a kid. What's the big deal? Rabbi Loza ben Shemua taught us, you're not allowed to hurt the feelings of a child. Of a three-year-old child, you have no right to hurt his feelings. Every human being has his dignity and his feelings, and you have no right to hurt the feelings of anyone, regardless of how old he is. So it is quoted in the name of Rabbi Yosef that a kotten is not a bar mechila. He doesn't have to ask to be moichel. So even if he is moichel, that means nothing. And ein yom kippurim mechaper. So you be careful with children more than you have got to be with adults, because adults could be moichel and a child can't be moichel. I disagree, and I will soon explain why. Another psak I saw quoted in the name of Rabbi Yosef in the Mishnah Brurah that compile all these psukim at present day Gedolim is, I offended a person and I hurt him, and then by some accident he became mentally impaired. So could I ask for his mechila? And the argument is the same. But if he's mentally impaired or psychologically disturbed, then he cannot be moichel. So you could never have kapora, because ad shiaratze es chaveiru. There's an argument between the Mishnah Brura and Rav Yisrael Salanter. Very fundamental argument. I spoke Lashon Hara about someone. And it's a grave aveira. And the Gemara in Erechim speaks about Lashon Hara. Chomer kigimel averes chamures like shvichas damim. But that person doesn't know I spoke Lashon Hara about him. Do I need to ask forgiveness? He's my best friend, and I said some very bad things about him, and I regret it. He doesn't know that I said things about him. So am I supposed to tell him, my dear friend, I said some horrific things about you and want to be Michael you? Why hurt his feelings? Isn't it better just let bygones be bygones, do tshuva? And he's my best friend, and telling him that I spoke bad about him would just do much more damage than was already done. So the Mishnah Berurah Tofreish Vav Siv Kotin Gimel, and the Din of Atzi Yerat says Chaveiroi, the Mishnah Berurah says, quoting the Mogen Avraham, but if his friend will be embarrassed when he comes to ask for forgiveness, then he shouldn't go into details. He should just ask for general forgiveness. But it seems to be clear that he needs to ask for forgiveness. So the Mishnah Berurah and the Mogen Avraham don't speak about Lashon Hara. I think what they're discussing is, I hurt someone, but so much time went by, why bring it up? You know, it's not on the top of his mind. It was long ago, why bring it up? You're just going to cause embarrassment by bringing it up. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says, Atzi Yerat Tzitz Chaveiroi, otherwise you won't have Mechila. But the case of Lashon Hara, he's not aware that I spoke about him. So the Mishnah Berurah, Klal Daled, Chofetz Chaim, and Lashon Hara says, but nevertheless, Atzi Yerat Tzitz Chaveiroi, otherwise you can't have Mechila. So don't go into details, don't tell them what you said, just say very generally, I said Lashon Hara, please forgive me. Rabbi Saul Salanter was the founder of Tnuas HaMusar. He says something which is shocking, and he says, you have no right to hurt another person's feelings, so you can't tell him you spoke Lashon Hara. But on the other hand, that's Yerat Tzitz Chaveiroi, so you'll never have Kapur. Because you can't hurt his feelings and you can't tell him I spoke Lashon Hara. But on the other hand, if you can't be Maratzim, you'll never have Kapurah. So Rabbi Saul said, how careful you need to be because Lashon Hara, because you're digging a pit, you're never going to be able to get out of it. Because Atzi Yerat Tzitz Chaveiroi, you won't have Kapurah. On the other hand, you cannot be Maratzim Chaveiroi because what right do you have for your Kapurah to further hurt his feelings? So that's a profound machlokes between the Chofetz Chaim and the Rishon Lezion. So let me give you my basic understanding of this halacha Atzi Yerat Tzitz Chaveiroi, and what I think all the others understood, and what I understand. I think all the above mentioned Gedolim understood that in the entire realm of Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi, Kiru HaKadosh Baruch Hu steps out of the picture and he says, it's not me, it's him. He has to forgive you, not me. And I say, there is no such a thing that Kapora depends on a human being. It is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As I said before, it's not that Aveirah she'Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi have an aspect of Bein Odom L'Mokom. It all starts with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it all ends with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makbid on human beings. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makbid on Machlos Asuris and Shabbos and Amunah and Betochen and Avodah Zarah, he is makbid on the feelings of your fellow people. But everything, there's no such thing as a transgression, only against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no such a thing as forgiveness, only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what is tshuva about? Tshuva is about sincere regret. So if it's an aveda that you could fix, and you're not trying to fix it, then your tshuva is lacking. That's not real tshuva. Could a person do tshuva in Geneva Vigzela when the money is still in his pocket? Of course not. Give back that money and then do tshuva. How could you say you regret and you're doing tshuva if you're still keeping that money? So that goes without saying. Atzi yotzi gzeila mitachas yadoi. It is the same by every Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi, whether it's about money or about his feelings. You hurt a person's feelings, and that's the aveda. So how could you come to a Kodesh Baruch Hu and say, I regret? If you really regret, wouldn't you try to ease that person's hurt? So Ad Shiratzes Chaveirek doesn't mean that it's he that gives you forgiveness. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give forgiveness. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, like the king says, pay that loan and then come back to me. So this is not tshuva. This is not real tshuva. You do not regret insincerity. Because if you regret what you did, then you would try to fix it. So if you stole money, you can't do tshuva until you give back that money. And it is the same with the feelings of a person. If you hurt a person, ad shiratze es chaveiro. But it is not that forgiveness is his to bestow upon you. Only a Kodesh Baruch Hu could forgive, but a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, your tshuva is dependent. Did you do your best to fix what you destroyed? Did you do everything within your power to rectify what you wronged? Did you try to ask him for a mechila? So the Pri Chodesh is medayik in the lesson of the Mishnah. Ad sheyaratze es chaveiro. The Mishnah doesn't say ad sheyitratze chaveiro. No. I have to ask him for forgiveness. But if he is unforgiving, Chazal clearly say, you need to ask three times. And if he refuses to forgive, then Einoi Zokokloi. And turn back to a Kodesh Baruch when you say, I did my best. I did my best. How many times do I need to try? 100, 1,000? So Chazal say three times. So when we were kids, I remember a kid punched his friend in the face and then he came over to me, Michael, 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 three times, and then he ran away. No, that's not what Chazal means. Chazal means he needs to be sincere. You ask once, come back 3 weeks later again. Let some time pass. Maybe time heals. After three times, you did your best. And that's it. And this proves it's not that he needs to forgive. It's that Kodesh Baruch Hu says, if you're not making an effort to ease the pain that you caused, then this is not tshuva shleima. So it's all about shleimus tshuva. So when a person steals money, but there's a din of goizel sarabim, and he doesn't know from whom he stole. What's the din? Sarche Rabbi. So when a person does Sarche Rabbi, is he mekayim the mitzvah v'heishev segzel asher gozal? Of course not. Of course not. You stole from people. So you're building a mikveh. What does it have to do? You stole from people. You're not giving that money back. But on the other hand, he says, I don't know from whom. So this is just a tekona b'yalma. And once he does Sarche Rabbi, he could do tshuva. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu forgives him. So it's the same. So I disagree with the Chazanish. If the other person said he's Moichel, but in his heart he's not Moichel, how would I know? I'm not a Novi, I'm not a prophet, I did my best. I asked for forgiveness a few times and he said he's Moichel. So I did my best. How would I know? What's in his heart is totally irrelevant. And therefore, when a person is on his deathbed, and he regrets, and he does tshuva, and he says, I wish I could meet that person and ask for his forgiveness. He asks from his family, please, if anything happens to me, tell that other person I regret I hurt him. Of course he has mechila. Of course he has mechila. It's all about the sincerity of tshuva. That is not shiratzes chaveiroi. So my kapora is never dependent, ultimately, and another person. It is only a Kodesh Baruch Hu that forgives. Because it is only to a Kodesh Baruch Hu that we transgress and sin. But forgiveness is dependent. Did you do your utmost and your best to fix what you did? And that is the concept of Ashiratzes Chaveiro. So if I heard a cotton, ask Mechile from the cotton. It has nothing to do with Mominus, whether you could buy Moichel or not. So the person's situation deteriorated. He's not at his best. He's mentally impaired. Why would that make a difference? I asked for forgiveness. And if he is forgiving, then I did my best. So my understanding in Atzvei Ratzo Saveiro is a different one. And all these halachas that I quote, in my opinion, no, are not correct. Atzvei Ratzo Saveiro is all about the sincerity of your tshuva. So just like we find when a person steals and he doesn't know from whom, what do we say? He could never achieve forgiveness. What could he do? What else could he do? So of course a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Moichel, and the same would be with the halacha of Ad Shiarat says Chaveri. That is my understanding. So regarding Lashon Hara, the Mishnah Berurah says you need to ask for forgiveness and try to minimize the damage. And Rabbi Sol Salanter says, no, you cannot hurt his feelings and you'll never have kapura. And I say, you'll have kapura without telling him the story. Because if asking for forgiveness would just make matters worse, then there's no point. Then all you do is turn to a Kodesh Baruch Hu and say, I regret, I have charota, I hope I didn't cause too much damage. I can't tell him about it because I'm going to hurt his feelings, and then he could be zeichet to kapora shleima to mechila slicha kapora from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is my opinion. So we discussed the halacha of Ad Shiarat Chaveiro. What I want to stress is that in the realm of slicha and kapora, how important this is in Aseres Yemei Tshuva. To do tshuva on Averes Shebeinonim L'Chaveiroi. There's a fascinating rush in the very beginning of Masechet Peah, the very first Mishnah. And we say every day in the morning, Eile Devorim She'odom Oichol Perasayim B'Yoylem Azev HaKeren Kiyemes Lo L'Yoylem Abol. And the rush explains, all these mitzvahs are mitzvahs Shebeinonim L'Chaveiroi. And there's an amazing glossary in the Rosh. Ki chafetz HaKodesh Baruch Hu yoyso b'mitzvah sheyesh b'em ritzoyin abriyos ma'asher b'mitzvah shebein odom lekoinoi. Chafetz HaKodesh Baruch Hu b'yoyso b'mitzvah sheyesh b'em ritzoyin abriyos. So we have two different concepts of mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs entirely between humans and HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And that includes most areas of the Torah. The entirety of Shulchan Aruch Or HaChaim, Tefillin, Kriya Shema, and Shabbos, and Yom HaTovim. Most of Yoredeya, Acholos Asuris, Nida, Isuri Bia, Mitzvahs Atluyas Ba'oretz. Most of the mitzvahs are Ben Adam Lamokar. Chofetz HaKodesh Baruch Hu Yoyso B'mitzvah Sheyesh B'em Ritzoyin Abriyos. And that is why it is only in the mitzvah shebein odom l'chaveiro that we find that keren kiyemes lo yoylem abo o eichel poreseyem b'yoylem azeh. And to me it goes without saying, mitzvahs and aveiros are two sides of the same coin. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu chafetz biyoter b'mitzvot shebein adam l'makor l'chaveiro, then the aveiros shebein odom l'chaveiro have more chumrah than the Averis Shebein Odom L'Mokar. And it's not the way most people see it. Most people feel that Averis Shebein Odom L'Mokar are far more important than the ones Shebein Odom L'Chaveiroi. And that is not so. So when we do tshuva in these days, Chodesh Elul Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we need to put special significance and special emphasis on Averis Shebein Odom L'Chaveiroi. And it's also one of the greatest segulas, because the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Nun Aleph, Kol Maracham Rabriyas Maracham Emolav Min Hashomayim. And the Gemara says Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin Yomed Afchov Gimel, Kol Maavir Al Medoisav Maavir Eloi Al Kol Pishov. So when we are forgiving and forthcoming, that is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu reacts to us. And like the Gemara says in Masechet Megillah Daf Yud Beis Bederech She'od Amoided Modedim Lo Min HaShamayim. So when we are makbid and unforgiving Beineinu U'Bein Asmeinu Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi, that is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts towards us. Kol HaMavir Al Midotav Mavirim Lo Al Kol Pshov. An amazing story is told in Tanis Daf Chof Hei. Pamachas lo yordu gishomim. There was a famine in the land, and that's Tanis Daf Chof Hei Yomid Beis. Yorad Rebbe Eliezer ben Horkanos Va'omach Chof Dalet Brochas. I don't know whether you're all familiar with Tfilas HaTanis, which we don't really say today. But Tfilas Tanis is not Yud Ches Brochas, but Chof Dalet Brochas, 24 Brochas. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanos went through the entire tefillah to no avail. Not one drop of rain. Yorad Achrov Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Kiva barely opened his mouth and he said, Ovinu Malkeinu, Aseh Lamancho Emlo Lamaneinu. Ovinu Malkeinu, Aseh Lamancho Vohoshienu. Umeyad Yorad Ogeshomim. And the Gemara says, Have Kumeranini Rabbonon. התחילו ללחוש ולרחוש בבייס המדש. And they said, wow, Rabbi Kiva is far greater than Rabbi Eliezer. But Rabbi Eliezer was from the previous generation. Rabbi Kiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanos. But everybody was shocked. Rabbi Eliezer stood before the Omid an hour. He went through the entire list, Chof Dalet Brochas, not one drop of rain. And Rabbi Kiva barely opened his mouth. And it's raining and pouring. Yotzok bas kol men ha-shomayim. Lo mepnei shezeh gadol mizeh. Elo mepnei shezeh ma'avir al midotav. Vezeh eino ma'avir al midotav. What does that mean? It means that Rabbi Eliezer probably was greater than Rabbi Kiva. But this was a gezeirah. And it was such a tough gezeirah that neither B'koyach HaTorah nor B'koyach HaTefillah of Rabbi Eliezer had no effect. The only way to be mevatel that gzeirah was lifnim meshuras adin. And that is a special merit of those people shemavirim al midotayim. If they forgive, then their prayers have far more strength and impact than effect. So Rabbeinu Chananel on the spot quotes a different version of the story, and that's from the Yerushalmi. Rabbeinu Chananel many times is based on the Yerushalmi. So what's told in the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Kiva himself was taken aback when it started raining, and he was hurt. And he was extremely shocked and distressed. What will my friends think? So Rabbi Kiva, with his infinite wisdom, said, "Moshallah ma hadove daima." V'melech shehayu lo shtei banot, achas ahuvo v'achas nuo. He had one beloved daughter, who he adored and beloved, and the other one, I don't want to say he hated her. Never allowed to hate the daughter, but she got on his nerves sometimes. So he told his servants, "When my beloved daughter comes in, let her plead. I want to hear her. I want to see her. I want to hear her voice. When the other one comes in, give her whatever she wants. Just, I want to see her out as fast as possible." So the Bekiva said, "The one that davened before me, he is the king's beloved daughter. That's the biggest, our great Rebbe." So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told all the angels of above, "Don't give them rain. Be patient. I want to hear." HaKadosh Baruch Hu mis'ava l'tfiloson shel tzadikim. When the other one started davening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Get him out of here. Give him whatever he wants. Just send him away." That was Rabbi Kiva's understanding of what happened. Were these two different stories? Unlikely. I say, everybody heard the bas kol besides Rabbi Kiva. So we would have this beautiful mussar. Because if Rabbi Kiva would hear that same bas kol, then no problem. So my feeling is everyone heard the bas kol. Lo mipnei shezeh gadol mizeh, What we learn from here, how important this Kula is, Amavir al Midotav. So one of the greatest Kulas in the Yom HaNedoah, when we really are worried, who could rely on Tshuva Shleima? Who was the one that said, I did Tshuva? And the Rambam explains, ומהי תשובה שלהם עד שיועד עולב ידי התלומה של היושב לזה אחת לעולם. Who is the one that could stand there and promise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, never again, never again will I do these avedas. We cannot rely on tshuva shleima. We need these gulas. And there is no greater gula than HaMavir al Midotav, Mavirim lo al kol pshaav. So in these days when we all try to be better and try to be zoche and achil eslicha v'kapora, one of the greatest keys is bein adam l'chaveiroi. Ki chafetz HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoyser b'mitzvah sh'yesh b'hem rotzen avriyos, mashar b'mitzvah sh'yesh b'hem b'inoi lebein koinoi. And this is the greatest gula. Amaracham al avriyos, maracham amolav min ha'shomayim, ha'mavir al midoysov, ma'irim lo av. So, I once heard a beautiful story from another Polish chassid. Beautiful story. And I related it many times. Lodz was the second biggest Jewish center in Poland, pre-Holocaust Poland. And it was the center of Aleksandr Hasidim. There was one shtibel in Lodz in which they said Yom Kippur Kotan every Erev Rosh Chodesh, and they called that shtibel the Chofetz Chaim shtibel. What's the story? The Chofetz Chaim didn't really have shtiblech. He wasn't a Rebbe. So the Chofetz Chaim happened to be in Lodz, and he wanted to daven mincha. It happened to be Erev Rosh Chodesh, so they took him to a shtibel. Skumt mincha, the younger man goes to the Omid and he says, Ashray, and the Chofetz Chaim says, Yom Kippur Kotel. So the Hasidim asked the Chofetz Chaim, what's that? Nobody in Lodz knew what's Yom Kippur Kotel. So the Chofetz Chaim said, Erev Rosh Chodesh, we say Yom Kippur Kotel. So the Hasidim says, we don't. What's Yom Kippur Kotel? So the Chofetz Chaim takes out a siddur and he shows them in the back of the siddur, Yom Kippur Kotel, Erev Rosh Chodesh. The Rebbe zoknisht. The Rebbe doesn't say. And if the Rebbe doesn't say, then the Hasidim don't say. So the Chofetz Chaim spontaneously, what a beautiful muscle, like all the Mishalim of the Chofetz Chaim. So the Chofetz Chaim says to the Hasidim, your Rebbe doesn't need to say, Em sholochem mosho l'mahadov edoyim. Two Jews meet each other in the central train station in Warsaw. Like Hasidim, one approaches the other, Shalom Aleichem v'fuh da'in. Where are you going? He says, I'm going to Krakow. He says, great, I'm going to Krakow as well. Hayelchu shnayim yachtov bilti im no'adu. So we could spend some time together. Get on the train, sit next to each other. First stop, 10 minutes. Mr. A gets up, stretches out his hand, have a beautiful afternoon. I'm leaving the train. But didn't you say you're going to Krakow? He said, I am, but you're probably rich. You're a prince. I'm a pauper. I can't afford a ticket from Warsaw to Krakow. I get off at every stop, go to the local shtibel, schnorr, you know, a few coins, make it to the next stop. By the end of the week, I hope to be in Krakow. If you're going to be there, I'll be happy to meet you there, but, you know, you could afford a ticket from Warsaw to Krakow. I get up at every stop and I do some schnorring in the local shtiblech and I move to the next stop. So the Chofetz Chaim said, your Rebbe is rich. He doesn't need to say Yom Kippur Kotel. He could afford a ticket. But we're poor. We're paupers. We need to get off at every stop and make it to the next stop. The Chofetz Chaim told the Chassidim. Chassidim told the Rebbe about the story. The Rebbe said, I want you to see Yom Kippur Kotel every Erev Rosh Chodesh. And that was the Chofetz Chaim shtibel. So my dear friends, some people could afford it, but we need to get off at every step. Make it to the next step. We embarked on this journey a month ago, Shchoinishel. Then we had a week ago, we had the Slichas. Erev Rosh Hashanah, we fast. Rosh Hashanah. In another 2 days, we have Shabbos Shuvah. We hope to make it to Yom Kippur. And ultimately, we hope we'll get there. And we'll get there with Tshuva Shleim, and we all be Zoicha, together with Kol Beis Yisrael, to a Gemara, Chasim, and Tzayim. So let's try to make it to the next step. And Loi b'chesed v'loi b'masem bono lefanecho, kid dalem v'chol roshem defak m'chesach. We knock on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's door and we say, please, please. Aniyei anan u'b'chasecho sharinan. And we beg for mercy. And one of the things we do, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are forgiving. Please be the same. We are forgiving to our fellow Jews. Please do the same. And we beg for forgiveness. We beg for Rachamei Shemayim. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was forthcoming. Chu Amochem Devorim V'Shuvu Al Hashem. Bring something. Let's start. Like the Rashash says, we should be Bali Tshuva. And if you come with something, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is patient. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the time. But you need to bring something. Chu Amochem Devorim V'Shuvu Al Hashem. Bein Odom L'Mokoyim and Bein Odom L'Chaveim. Shiyat L'Kulanu Gemar Chassim Etoiva. We should all have a Gemar Chassim Etoiva. And I wish you all from the depth of my heart a year of good health and shefa and brocha and atzlocha. Shekodesh Baruch Hu Yerachem Aleinu. And we, together with Kol Beis Yisrael, let this coming year be a Shnas Oiro, a Shnas Brocha, and a Shnas Geulo, be Yeshua, be Bias Moshiach, Tzidkenu, be Meiru, be Yomidu, Amen.
Thank you, Rabbi Weiss. I just want to remind everyone that there's Sfarim in the back. Also, October 6th is the Kinnis Tshuva. All the Rabbanim of the community will be presenting Tshuva lectures October 6th at BMTL. And then, of course, October 7th, we have the book launch here at Rafi HaShemesh, Rabbi Rosner's new Sefer. Thank you all for coming. Drinks are in the back. They'll be out in a second. If some people could help bring the sodas and drinks out from the back. The shiur will be uploaded onto our website, BeitShemeshTorah.org, BeitShemeshTorah.org, NYU Torah. But it'll give us a couple of days. Thank you so much.